Welcome to the Faculty Workshop Podcast, where faculty learn the most successful strategies used by other educators. Whether you are looking for ways to improve your teaching, your productivity, or simply looking for professional development opportunities, we've got you covered. And now, your host, Dr. Fawaz Al-Maloud.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Faculty Workshop Podcast, the podcast for college educators. I'm your host, Dr. Fawaz Al-Maloud from facultyworkshop.com, and the title of today's show is Disciplinary Action, Keep It Professional. Every now and then, you'll find yourself in a position where you'll need to address unacceptable behavior on the part of one of your students. Some of these behaviors include cheating, plagiarism, sleeping in class, lying, being disrespectful, disruptive, or abusive. Whichever the case may be, it is always disappointing when students engage in these types of behaviors. And at times, you may feel frustrated, angry, or even helpless. At times like these, it is important to remember that an improper behavior on the part of your student does not warrant an in-like retaliatory response on your part. I'm not saying you should ignore the behavior. On the contrary, I'm a strong advocate for addressing unacceptable behavior immediately. What I am saying is that your personal feelings towards your student's behavior should not be the basis for your response. It will be difficult in the beginning to try to be completely impartial and to remain emotionally detached from the situation. But it gets easier with time and practice. I'm always disappointed when my students do something that warrants disciplinary action, but I don't take it personally. So how do you deal with disciplinary problems? Here are five tips that will help you. Tip number one, school policy. Your school will most likely have a procedure in place for addressing student misconduct, so familiarize yourself with it and follow it. Tip number two, class policy. Incorporate your school's conduct or misconduct policies in your syllabus, as well as any additional policies and expectations that you feel are necessary in your class. It's your class, so you get to set the rules as long as they do not violate school policy or any laws. You have to remember that you cannot hold students accountable if you do not communicate your expectations and policies with them. My syllabus includes policies or expectations on the following. 1. Disruptive behavior. 2. Profanity. 3. Disrespect. 4. Sleeping. 5. Cell phones. 6. Tardiness. 7. Absenteeism. 8. Cheating and plagiarism. And 9. Unacceptable grooming standards. Yes, unfortunately, I do have to address grooming standards in my class. Now, your policies should define the inappropriate behavior and include a consequence for it. The third tip that I'd like to offer you is nip it. When a student violates any policy that merits disciplinary action, address it immediately. Do not ignore it, as that will most likely cause the problem to perpetuate and escalate. Tip number four, be professional. When speaking with a student about their misconduct, maintain your composure. Speak with them privately and focus on the behavior and the policy that it violated, as well as the consequence. Do not personalize the situation and attack or question the student's character. This will only make matters worse, as they will get defensive and you will come across as being cruel and unprofessional. Document the encounter and the outcome. If you do not have any experience handling disciplinary issues or performance issues, or you are simply uncomfortable with it, I would recommend reading The 1-Minute Manager by Dr. Ken Blanchard and using the format provided in the book, if it is appropriate to your situation. This book will teach you a quick and simple way of addressing performance issues. I've personally used the techniques in the book in both the corporate world and in academia, and the techniques work. Now, if you missed the title of that book, don't worry. You can go back to the show notes or go back to my website, facultyworkshop.com, and there will be a link to this book under the Teaching Tools webpage. Tip number five is forgive and forget. So once the situation has been addressed, do not hold a student's misconduct against them and use it to judge future behavior or effort. That would be unfair and possibly unethical. Addressing student behavioral issues are never fun or easy, but as a faculty member, you need to learn how to manage these problems in an efficient and fair manner. Speak with your department chair, dean, or faculty mentor and have them guide you through the process the first few times. So to recap, the five tips to help you deal with disciplinary actions are 1. School policy, 2. Class policy, 3. Nip it, 4. Be professional, and 5. Forgive and forget. Well, I hope you learned a lot from this episode and found value in it. This podcast would not exist if it were not for your interest and support. So I want to thank you for tuning in and making this podcast a part of your day. If you are finding this podcast helpful, please share it with other faculty. I'd also like to invite you to head on over to facultyworkshop.com to read some of our articles or ask a question that you would like to have answered on the show. That's it for this episode. Until next time, take care and God bless.